N4, AAE, mobile.
Steven, N4, ZLK, mobile.
Okay, this is KR4, AEE, AAE. Hey, Shane, how's it going?
I hope you are. And I've almost done the same thing to your call as well. I tried to put two E's on it instead of two A's.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty bad when I can't even get my own call sign right. Must be that type of mentally taxing day, and it's showing its result.
Long enough time around on the radio, it'll start rolling off your tongue. You won't even have to think about it, but just about everybody struggles a little bit with their first call.
Reassuring to know. Sounds like a natural rite of passage for anybody who gets back or starts into the ham field.
And then if you're not familiar or don't use the phonetics very often and you try to say it phonetically, that gets confusing as well at first.
I can say I've definitely done that. I get about halfway through what I'm trying to phonetically pronounce, I'm like, I'm drawing a blank right now. And of course the other guy was very jovial about it. He's like, yeah, it happens to all of us. The more you use it, the better off you are.
Right. And that, after several years or a few years, you'll start to be able to pick up people's calls pretty quickly. And it'll just become a part of their voice, their sound, you know. You'll hear their voice, and sometimes you'll think of their call before their name.
Good to know. I definitely feel like a total newbie on some of those, but you go, you live, you learn, you keep on going.
So that, I'm not sure if it's me or you. I will. I'm not far from my next place. I gotta stop, but I think I have pretty good signal through here.
It may be me. If I lose you, I'll be back in a couple minutes. I'm kind of in a little bit of a valley right now over by GSP and 85.
Transmission, I look down and there's the sheriff's officer with a radar gun pointed at me. I always forget about this spot. I come through here a lot and they're always here. I was doing a little faster than I should have been, but so was everybody else, and he didn't even look at me when I went by.
So that feeling, your heart starts to race and you look in your rearview mirror and you say, okay, no blue lights, okay, I'm good.
Leave me alone. He's not transport police, and I'm driving a big commercial vehicle. Maybe he should leave me alone because there's plenty of other people around. Oh, yeah, I didn't want to get that.
Like you're over there by 85 and Augusta Road, Pleasantbury area.
Now, those DOT and sheriffs are always out there, but I'm actually on a back road between Highway 20 and Highway 86, but it must be a problem road because they're always out here. And the speed limit is, I think it's a little less than it should be. Because even in this big thing, it's easy to push it on this road. It's a nice straight, two-lane road, but it's nice and straight. And I think the speed limit's a little lower than it should be.
I am familiar with some of those roads out there. And yeah, it's nice to have a good straight road that you can just kind of cruise on. Not to worry about too many turns and twists and too many of those things.
So I think I'm good. And the guy in front of me was going just as fast, and he let him go by, so.
Good to hear. So, a little update here. I've got all my parts in my ham room. Now I just need to put it together, which will be the fun part.
And I'm sitting at a traffic light, and you were wiped out. I'll come back to you in just a second. N4ZLK. But again, I didn't copy what you said, the last thing. N4ZLK.
So I got all the parts for my ham room. Now I need to put everything together. This will be fun for me in the next couple days.
Good. I guess that means grounding supplies and things like that.
Grounding stuff figured out just yet, but I do have antenna, power supply, got my coax, got the SWR meter, and one other thing. Can't remember what the other thing was. I know I have it all.
A good supply right there. Sounds like you're jumping in with both feet.
I figure I'll I'll just unplug everything and before I go to bed, since I don't have it grounded. But my main thing is I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with the antenna. Do I want to put it in the attic, or do I want to mount it on the side of the house?
Well, I put an antenna up in the attic temporarily, and I keyed down. I was trying to work some simplex, and I keyed down with it on high power. It was about 80 watts, and I set my smoke alarm and or fire alarm off. And my wife was asleep. I was trying to be discreet. She came out like, "What are you doing?" So you gotta take those kind of things into consideration when you have them inside the attic.
The antenna set off the fire alarm. Was that due to the RF, or what was that due to? Did you ever figure it out?
Because as soon as I keyed down, the fire alarm went off, or smoke—I guess it is—smoke detector. They're all wired together, so the wiring, you know, runs through the attic. And when I unkeyed, it was, you know, after about 3 or 4 seconds, it would stop. And I didn't realize, oh, that's funny. I think I heard something. I keyed down again, threw my call out, and the same thing happened. And I realized what was
happening. Well, that's good to know. I guess I'll be putting this outside on the roof somewhere on the side of the house.
It won't work. I probably had the antenna right next to the wire, some of the wire. I'm just saying that's something to look out for.
Definitely have to do a location scout to see what wires I'm going to be close by, and hopefully I'll avoid it. But I would love to put it in the attic so I don't have to worry about too many people complaining or risk of lightning.
KB4 of CPA.
I'll turn it over to you in a second. Yeah, Steve, there's a lot of people that run their antennas in the attic. Even HF wires, if the attic's long enough, and the, you know, on the higher bands, you can run a shorter length of wire up there. But I'm going to turn it to Dave, KB4CBA, because I'm just backed into a dock. However, I will wait to see what Dave's got to say, because it's always fascinating. Go ahead, Dave, N4ZLK.
Yeah, I'm just a fascinating kind of guy. Well, I was just going to say, you know, I have pulled in my garage, and I can actually hit the repeater 6-1, you know, from inside my garage with no problem. And so I heard this noise, and I opened my door while it was keyed up, and I heard this god-awful noise upstairs. We have a bonus room, and I had left my subwoofer on, and it was making a noise. It was going crazy.
See, Stephen, I told you it'd be fascinating. That's funny. I'm going to jump out of here. Go ahead, Stephen. N4ZLK.
Missed your call. Could you throw it out there again, please?
Yeah, just get one time. That's it. Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating what RF can do. So I'm curious to know what's going to happen in my house when I go to set all my stuff up this weekend.
I have, fortunately, I have 4 trees in my backyard. They're all in a row, and they're all the same height, about 50 feet or so. And so that's where I ran my Carolina Windham. I have the 135 foot version, which is 6 through 80. And you know, that works real good. But if you don't have something like that, then, you know, you can use your, I've heard of people using their, running the wire in the gutters, and, yeah, the attic's always a good thing if you don't set off any smoke detectors. But, you know, they are wired through the house, unless you've got a real old house, and all wired together, so you can even take the batteries out of the detector, and the dang thing will still beep because it's hooked up to the rest of the house, and it can be real aggravating.
Up for an adventure and always looking to try something new, and like they always say in technology some days, if you're not breaking anything, you're not learning anything.
You know, I guess that's true. You know, I've tried a lot of different things. And, you know, where I used to live about three houses ago, I had a tower. I had a 56-foot run tower, and I could see, I was on Huntsbridge Road over there in Berea. I could see I could see the Blue Ridge Mountains from the top of the antenna, top of the tower. And I had this, at the time, I didn't have HF. I had a 2-meter, 15-element Cushcraft 2-meter beam. And, you know, I could turn it around and hit Columbia's repeaters real good, real solid. And, you know, that's something you can't do on a regular, on a, you know, just a vertical or whatever.
Amazing what you can do with RF and wires. It's definitely amazing. Kind of piqued my curiosity a little bit more to say, what can I do for the wires?
Real bad spot here. I should be out of it in about 30 seconds, but I didn't copy any of that last transmission. It's all on my end, though.
All right, Dave, I'm almost to my my QTH here, so I need to go ahead and hop off. But thanks for sharing the interesting story. 73 is on your final. This is KR4AAE.
Okay, I think I'm back. Am I hitting the repeater?
Copy it, Dave. I was saying earlier, I'm almost to my QTH here, so I need to hop off. Thanks for the fascinating story about your RF. Your antenna and your subwoofer is definitely helpful. 73's to you. This is KR4AAE. I'll be monitoring for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something going on weird. Oh, me. Well, I'm pulling in Papa John's here soon. When I pull up against the building, I'll completely lose the repeater, so... Anyway, but... I'll be back in a minute if you're still in there, but anyway, good to talk to you. 73's, good luck with your antenna installation, whatever you choose. KB4CBA, clear. KB4CBA mobile. What are you up to? I'm going to get in a real scratchy zone here. Seems to be extra scratchy today for some reason. And but anyway, I'll be back in a minute. Thank you. must not live very far apart because, you know, we both have Taylor's addresses. I live in the Pheasant Ridge subdivision off of Rutherford Road, if you know where that is. And, I drive Edwards Road a lot because I go, you know, when I go to the sports club, it's a straight shot. But, there's a few, places that are just, you know, awful as you head toward the mall.
WKP4CBA.